T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number two of our broadcast. One of the things that we talked about in the previous hour is what's going on in the school system. And in the school system, the concern about diversity. We're very disappointed we had to go because we ran out of time. But I'm going to be following up with our caller on this particular subject because I'm very curious about what we were discussing for those few short moments leading up to the break. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about presidential candidates. One of them making an apology for her previous boasts about her derivation. You know who I'm talking about. And Uncle Joe at it again. Crazy Uncle Joe. This guy, I'm serious. I mean, you're going to continually look at this guy and say, this guy, the nominee? It can't be. It really can't. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. Let's first to head to the sprawling metropolis of Piedmont. And Anita, good morning. Wrong line here. Let's try that again. Now we have Anita out of Piedmont. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Now, I'm calling about, this is just terrible. The House, the State House and Senate passed a bill along partisan lines that sheriffs would have to work with ICE and to hold with the detainers. And then you've got, which Governor Roy Cooper is supposedly going to veto or expected to, and has already made the comment that it's unconstitutional against illegal immigrants. I want to know, what about the constitutional rights of that six-year-old girl that was abused for 2 years at Eastover Elementary School, if you can imagine, and her parents' rights?
Yes, does anybody care?
No, I don't think they do. And this misguided, you know, everybody's equal, you know, just come and do whatever. I mean, when the citizens, the Constitution applies to the United States of America, and they are welcome to come legally. But when any of us would commit such a heinous crime, would we be getting out of jail? Would they be letting us go?
Probably not. I do appreciate your call there, Anita, sharing that concern. Let me repeat something I shared with you either yesterday or the day before. Do you remember me sharing this stat with you from NC Fire? In the last 1.5 years, more than 330 illegal aliens have been charged with nearly 1,200 child sex crimes in North Carolina. 330 illegal aliens. Now, before I go any further, if this were one of your children, would you be saying, oh, it's no big deal? Over the last 4.5 years, NC Fire's research states that an average of 34 illegal aliens in North Carolina are charged every month with child sex crimes. And again, I raise this question. I think it's an important question. If you already have this built into your population in the first place, why the heck would you import more people to commit these kinds of crimes? It just doesn't make any sense. An average of 34 illegal aliens in North Carolina charged every month with child sex crimes. This is really reprehensible. There's no excuse for this. No excuse at all. And we've got people who just want to play footsie with illegal immigrants. There's really no excuse for this at all. But this will be a political football for 2020. And as we have heard, it's very likely Roy Cooper is going to do his veto. He's going to have his Democrats behind him with the idea of, you know, this is a down payment for future voters. That's what this comes down to. It's a down payment. Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren. Now, what's the big joke about Elizabeth Warren? That this is the woman who claimed to be a Native American. Remember? I want to play a short segment. This is from, I believe, the CBS Evening News, covering an appearance before Native American activists. Elizabeth Warren decided to publicly apologize. You remember all of this spectacle where she sought a DNA test to back up her claim of being of Native American heritage? Here is just a short clip of what was reported on CBS. Listen up.
I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused.
In front of a crowd of Native American activists today, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren apologized publicly for the first time for seeking a DNA test to back up her claims of Native American heritage.
I have listened and I have learned a lot, and I am grateful for the many conversations that we've had together.
Really? Did you hear a real apology in there? You know, I should do a seminar on apologies and how they work. I'm being somewhat facetious, but I'm also being serious. If you don't specifically state the reason you're offering the apology, it's not an apology. You need to have an object. I apologize for what I did. You need to specifically state what that was. Let me help Ms. Warren. Here's what she needs to say. I need to ask your forgiveness for being a fraud and portraying myself to be something that I was not. That's an apology. This garbage that she just spewed out, that's not an apology. That's something that really does tick me off when I hear, especially politicians. You know, or they, you know, I love the clarifications. I want to clarify. In other words, I want to basically restate what I did without taking responsibility for what I did.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Just drives me up the wall.
Absolutely. I'm sorry if some people were offended.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry if you were hurt. Isn't that a great one? I'm sorry if you were hurt by what I said or did. It's like, really? Unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to talk to hear from the senile old man by the name of Joe Biden. That is so terrible, isn't it? I mean, it's true. I really do wonder about this guy. I was going to say something else. I think I better leave it alone for right now. You'll hear him for yourself coming up. Stay with us. Back on the broadcast, what are your thoughts on Elizabeth Warren and her apology? I would use air quotes around the word apology. Coming up, we're also going to hear from Uncle Joe, who is having a little bit of trouble with history. Just a slight problem. That's coming up in just a bit. First, let's go out to a call from Martin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince.
Yes, sir.
I just want to call. I'm going to sum this up as quick as I can, but I just want to thank you and Pat for giving these children a voice. I currently work for the school system. My wife worked for Play Spanish for years. My family knew Ricardo Mauta and his wife, Carmela. They knew our kids. We knew his kids. He DJed at my wedding. He's been around my kids. We've known them for years, and we had no idea of any of this until we heard this on the news and from you and Pat. And I don't even know how to feel about the situation, but I just wanted to thank y'all for letting it be known because nobody else is saying anything about it.
Now, you're talking about the situation with the volunteer.
Yeah, yes, sir. It wasn't a volunteer. This was a company. It was a for-profit company. So it wasn't volunteering. It was paid.
So where do things go from here, and how to address this kind of situation?
Where I believe it needs to go is that this background check, it should have been known. People should let the police let us do their job. That's the reason we didn't know about it. Why are we worried so much about being politically correct about this situation and allowing victims like this to not be heard? Nothing done about it.
I understand what you're saying there. Well, I appreciate your call there, Martin. By the way, and just to kind of further drive this particular story home, there's a lawsuit, a new lawsuit, alleging Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools knew of a Spanish language volunteer's criminal background years before he was accused of sexually assaulting a first grader last year. Years. Public documents from this new lawsuit show CMS investigators found at least two felony arrests and a criminal conviction that had been overturned on appeal when the district attorney conducted a background check. This was on 54-year-old Ricardo Maintain. Back in 2013, documents also showing two incidents in which he was suspected of molesting young students, one of them at Matthews Elementary. Now, Mata, this guy, was accused of molesting young students, one of them at Matthews Elementary, beginning in the late 90s. Mata ran the after-school Play Spanish program. By 2013, this was in as many as 15 CMS schools. Now, according to documents from the lawsuit, it appears school leaders did nothing to limit Mata's access to hundreds of the district's youngest children after discovering his criminal background. This is the kind of thing that just makes you ask a question, who the heck is running this operation? Who's running the place? And if this thing is too big and too manageable, then the thing needs to be disassembled. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, my children are not experiments for your little operation. And that, unfortunately, is what this turns into. Experimentation with children. That may sound kind of crass to some of you, but the point that I'm making here is this is a level of professionalism where we really should expect a lot more. A whole lot more. I think children could do a better job running this operation than the adults. I really do. But it just makes you wonder, what in the world are these folks thinking? What are they thinking? Oh, I've got to tell you, this subject sends chills down my spine, because you know and I know, when children are molested, They never get over it. They learn to cope. This is not a trivial thing just to look beyond. It really isn't. And the consequences need to be much more severe for the decision makers. I'm tired. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of watching bureaucrats get away with irresponsibility over and over and over and over again. Well, it's kind of like this Elizabeth Warren apology. Mistakes were made. You think? How about some sackcloth and ashes? Now, this may seem far afield from what I'm talking about, but I think you understand the context in which I'm sharing this. Probably one of the most compelling examples I've seen of somebody who was really sorry. Really, the only one I can remember outside of TV preachers was Mark Sanford when he admitted what he had done. The extramarital affair that he carried out. This guy cried in public. And I don't think it was an act. I think this guy, at heart, cannot just suppress his feelings. First, he had to be honest. Second off, this just riveted the very core of his being so much. He couldn't hide, and he couldn't just talk about this as an intellectual matter and say mistakes were made. But honestly, that's the only one I can think of. Can you think of any other examples? And then the cavalier way that people talk about things like this, things that they've done wrong in the past. And there's a reason for that, because there's no conscience. None at all. I welcome your thoughts. Let's go out to a call from Robert in Greenville. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Vince. One of the things I occasionally hear when people are supportive of allowing, you know, people to come here illegally is that they bring their culture with us, and we need, you know, that diversity and all that junk. And there's one aspect of apparently the Latino culture, and maybe others as well, that I don't hear a lot of mention. And it's compared to what you're talking about with what happened in the school, it's obviously not anywhere near as serious as that. But I've got a relative that works in the local county-run animal shelter. And apparently in the Latino world, having animals fixed, intelligent animal care is just, they've shunned. They don't have any interest in it, and they don't do it. And so when people hear about the local shelters being full, that may very well be part of the issue. You know, when God created me, he gave me a heart for animals. I love animals and almost as much as people. And but to me, that's something that's very serious. They, for whatever reason, they just find it abhorrent to think about having an animal fixed. And that's something I wish would be more addressed a little bit more often.
This is the first time I've heard of this being some sort of cultural issue. I'd be very curious to hear, especially from someone who is within that culture, to find out whether that's something indeed is the case. Let's go out to Tony in Monroe. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, I was calling to find out what the uproar was with the sheriff, if he was just following the Constitution. Why is everybody so angry with him from your audience?
Now, following the Constitution in what way?
Meaning that he's carrying out the laws of the Constitution when he is not participating in a request from ICE. He's not trampling over people's constitutional rights.
Ah, okay. So you you support the sheriff's position?
Well, I support the position of the sheriff's office.
Okay. We'll continue this conversation. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Or non-apologies from people like Elizabeth Warren. Let's go out to Chris in Charlotte. Good morning, Chris.
Hola. How are you?
All right, sir.
Hey, first of all, why? Where is this misnomer about illegal immigrants having constitutional rights? I thought constitutional rights are supposed to be for naturalized citizens and people that are born in this nation. Am I right or wrong?
I can't disagree with you, but apparently we've got a significant number of people in this country who believe that the Constitution applies to anybody who sets foot on American soil, and somehow they deserve the same protections that you have.
So you come in legally. You come across the border, and automatically you get constitutional rights.
When apparently,
you should have been arrested and deported.
Yep. Beautiful.
It's a big lie. It's just like the Colin Kaepernick crap. You know, he walked away from a huge contract. He wasn't fired. He quit. But anyway, talking about apologies, don't you remember Bill Clinton got up there and apologized to Monica Lewinsky? Oh, wait a minute. No, he never did he?
Exactly. You know, I could make a pun, but I'm going to leave this alone this time. I'm going to try to be well-behaved today.
All right. I'm sorry about your dad, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you very much for your call, sir. Let us go next to Kent. Good morning, Kent in Charlotte.
Did you say Kent?
Yes. It's all you.
Yeah, this guy, fine. This guy, Mata, was my neighbor, and I'm a CMS school teacher, or was. Man, I'm telling you, Mata, he's in jail on an immigration retainer, which means he might be let go now.
Oh, boy.
I think that's worth somebody checking into. I mean, and he wanted, like, my granddaughter was in his play Spanish school. Oh, let me take her to school. Oh, let me bring her home. We'll babysit for her.
That sends chills down my spine, Kent.
Yes, and I found out this. I would be in trouble, if you know what I mean. God. And CMS. Think how many women there are in CMS and how few men, relatively speaking, there are. Have you ever heard of a sexual harassment suit out of CMS? They let them resign. I had a principal. He was horrible. And most teachers just left the school and went somewhere else. But someone finally turned him in, and they just let him resign, and he moved down to South Carolina. So they aren't real big on doing the right thing.
Well, it's a lot like what's happened, unfortunately, within some church systems, where people just get reassigned or they just move on somewhere else. And, you know, there's no need for us to talk about that. Just keep it moving.
Isn't that unbelievable what happened to that church?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Well, I'm glad people in your circle are okay, Kent. And seriously, that really does send chills down my spine just to think of really the rolling of the dice with our children's lives that some people are willing to carry out from day to day, just by their malfeasance. It's quite unfortunate. Let's go next to Willie. Good morning.
Hello, is this Stephen H. Miller I'm talking to? No, it's Vince. Hey, how are you?
Ha, 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 ha.
Listen, you're doing it, man. You're going all the way in. You're all in. But they were talking about dogs and some kind of issue with the...
Yes, I thought that was a kind of bizarre call, and I had a feeling you would definitely want to counter this particular comment earlier.
Yeah, well, I just want to say to you that I love that guy, and I love all your callers because they're so misinformed, but wonderful. Listen, I actually called to say adios, arrivederci, sayonara. Have a nice one. I enjoyed it. I was going to sing a nice song to you, but I don't know. This topic today is very depressing. And oh, by the way, listen, I quit the drinking, my buddy. It's been a month.
It's been a month? That's really impressive. Very good.
3 days, yeah.
So what's your secret so far?
I wake up at 4:30 a.m., I work out, I do all my juices, and I'm pumping up, you know?
What's your secret for this month so far?
Well, I just told myself one day, enough is enough, and I just move forward. You know, I just plant that seed in my brain. I got to get healthy. I got to look good. I mean, I always look good. And guess what? I'm going to Japan, buddy.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Check off, you know. I'm not going to be able to listen to you live or anything. It's time change.
Okay. Well, have a good time there, and I hope you can continue to keep this streak going. I do appreciate your call there, Willie, and keep us posted on your ongoing progress. We would absolutely love to hear more. Let's go to Arch in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I'm just trying to look for some clarity. I'm not trying to get in an argument with anybody or anything, but like, for instance, with the sheriff, is he releasing convicted criminals? Or is he releasing accused individuals? And like with Mr. Mata, I keep hearing you say he was accused of something in the 90s, but was he convicted of it? And if he wasn't convicted of it, then, because a lot of people seem to be turning the presumption of innocence on its ear, like we've been going over with for about a year in this country, and just assuming that if an immigrant person is accused, they're guilty. They're a criminal already.
And it doesn't matter, the person's status certainly doesn't matter. Here's the problem, and I think let me just ask you this question rather than making a statement.
Right.
If anyone has a hint of an allegation regarding, especially of a sexual nature, and right, they're dealing with our children, it comes up in a background check, are you comfortable with that person working with children?
No, I'm not comfortable, and I think a child abuser should get the worst penalties available. But we had a lot of people accused wrongly lately in this country, and are at least people being accused wrong? I mean, maybe somebody had something against Mr. Mott back in the 90s and brought up false accusations.
And that's always a possibility. Always a possibility. Okay, so, and here's the thing. Here's my concern, especially when you are dealing with, as I've said before, with children, I don't think that you can roll the dice here and put children in a situation where there's the potential risk. I'm not saying that you convict anybody of anything. What I'm saying is you err on the side of caution and say no thank you. But I think we'll pass on your services. I'm sure we'll have much more to say about all of this. Coming up, we'll also hear from Crazy Uncle Joe. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in the Vince Coakley radio program, it's amazing the things that take place. If you only knew what took place during the breaks, we were having some fun with some music, as a matter of fact, during the break. If there were a way I could bring some relevancy of what we were just playing into this, but we really can't. It was so far off the mark. Keith, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir.
That gentleman that called up earlier about the sheriff, I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, but the Constitution of the United States does not apply to people that are from another country. It only applies to people that are United States citizens. There's very little language in the Constitution that applies to, except for how to immigrate to this country. They don't really necessarily have many rights when they come to this country because they're not citizens. You know, and I mean no disrespect to him, but, you know, my question to you is, if I got pulled over by a deputy sheriff or a highway patrolman, is he going to run my license to see if I have warrants out there? I'm quite sure he will. So if I have a warrant for Mecklenburg County, is he going to arrest me since I live in a different county and have me extradited back to Mecklenburg County? Or is he just going to blow it off and let me go?
Well, and this is where this kind of makes, some would say this makes the sheriff's argument here that if you've got an active warrant, because that's what he's pushing for. He wants the feds to issue warrants. And he said he will honor those, but he's not going to honor these detainers. There's a difference between a detainer and a warrant. So,
well, that is somewhat true, but the reality of it is if you're here, the word is illegal. If you didn't come across the border the right way, you have committed a crime. Should the sheriff blow off that crime because he would arrest me for speeding, he would arrest me for this or that?
See, I failed to see the legal difference between the two. I mean, I'm with you on this. I fail to see how you can make this kind of distinction, especially for someone who doesn't even belong in the country in the first place. I'm with you on this, Keith. Very much so. A little fun here before we take a look at the day in history. Joe Biden. This guy just doesn't stop, does he? So here he is making an appearance in Iowa on Tuesday, the all-important state of Iowa. And you tell me what's wrong with what he's communicated here.
Just like in my generation, when I got out of school, that when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, late 70s, when I got engaged, you know, up to that time, remember, none of you women will know this, but a couple men may remember. That was a time in the early 60s, where it was drop out, go to Haight-Ashbury, don't get engaged, don't trust anybody over 30.
So, according to Mr. Biden here, the Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy assassinations took place in the 70s. In the 70s. Okay. Clearly confused. Pretty sad. I mean, I don't know how to completely characterize this because I really do wonder. I'm not saying this just to be a smart aleck. I really do wonder if there is a tinge of senility that is beginning to set in with this guy. And can you imagine the debate, what this would look like between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Oh, it would be so ugly. I mean, he would wipe the floor with Joe Biden.
It would be a stream of unconsciousness.
That would be a good way to describe it. Well, before this broadcast becomes unconscious, let's go and take a look at the day in history as we touch base with our friend Lonzo. Good morning. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I think Biden just proved that he was actually at Haight-Ashbury by his comments.
Exactly. Oh, boy. We could have a whole lot of fun with that one. 1831 is our first question. Nat Turner led a rebellion of this type of person back in 1831. Think about the times we were in before the Civil War. What kind of rebellion was it in 1831?
A slave rebellion.
You're absolutely right. That is correct. Nat Turner leading that. 1858. This is a type of debate that takes place. And a man named Douglas was on one end of it. Douglas ended up winning the Senate seat, but somebody else gained attention, national attention, that helped him win the presidency. Who was the other person?
What was the year again?
1858. You may have Lincoln. Heard reference. Yes, the Lincoln-Douglas debates. See, was that a pretty good clue or what? 1959. Don't answer that.
Stop patting yourself on the back.
1959, this state that Lonzo will never travel to was admitted to the Union.
Hawaii.
And how did I know that, huh?
Well, I could get there by boat. It might take a while.
Yeah, it would take quite a while. Last but not least, 1991, Latvia declared its independence from this behemoth of a group of other republics. Who did they declare their independence from in 1991? Before
USSR.
It broke up. You are correct. The Soviet Union. And Lonzo gets every single solitary one of them right. That's pretty good. Not surprising at all.
Yay me. I'm patting myself on the back now.
Yeah. You should do that. Hey, good to talk to you. Have a great day down there in Greenville. And all of you, have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.